Assist client with rent or buy decision. The rent or buy decision is critical for clients because housing is usually the client's largest single expense. Before discussing the financial implications of renting suitable housing versus buying a property, counselors should first interview the client to understand their related housing goals and lifestyle choices. Here are some common goals related to renting versus buying. Renting. Clients who prefer renting may do so to enable moving for work more easily because they do not wish to do any home or lawn maintenance, do not wish to pay for repairs or maintenance, and because they can use amenities such as a laundry room or a pool. Individuals may also prefer to rent when interest rates are high and slash or when the housing market is very competitive, as these factors can make a home purchase less affordable. Buying. Clients who prefer owning a home may prefer this because they want something that is their own for themselves or their family. They may perceive home ownership as being safer or more private. They may want to build equity ownership over time, either as an investment toward a larger house, as a source of potential home equity loans, or something they can sell when retiring. Buyers may want to do home projects, lawn mowing, and so on, and do not mind paying for repairs, property taxes, and homeowners insurance. Clients may perceive homeownership to have benefits over renting, such as more perceived safety or a good school district. However, this and other factors such as public transportation access and neighborhood amenities are primarily dependent on the neighborhood, not the choice of renting versus owning. Renting and home ownership are both available in most neighborhoods. The relative costs of both renting and owning are highly related to the given neighborhood. For clients who want to compare the costs of owning versus renting once goals and related values are better understood, the counselor can compare the costs of each, but should use examples that are in the client's desired cost range or neighborhood. When discussing the cost of owning versus the cost of renting, it is important for clients to understand the differences in initial costs and effort between the two options, as shown in Exhibit 2-60. The down payment to qualify for some types of mortgages can be far more than the upfront costs for renting. The longer-term benefits of owning usually do not make up for the high initial costs of buying for 5 to 7 years or more. If a client will itemize mortgage interest and property taxes paid on their income taxes, the benefits of owning typically come much faster than if not itemizing, but not all homeowners have sufficient mortgage interest or other deductions to justify itemizing. Exhibit 2-60. Initial costs/effort for renting versus buying. Exhibit 2-61 compares renting versus owning on an ongoing basis. Exhibit 2-61, cost and risk comparison of owning versus renting. The high initial cost of buying, both in terms of down payment and the ongoing repairs/maintenance or homeowners association fees, keeps many clients from considering buying. One way to expand a client's options would be to expand the type of housing units being considered. Buying a manufactured/prefabricated/mobile home, for example, can be much less expensive than a traditional home. The owner may still need to rent the land that the trailer is on, and a possible con is that this rent could go up substantially and with little notice. A pro of mobile homes on rented land is that there are no property taxes to pay. The mobile home itself is considered a possession, much like a vehicle. But because of this, mobile homes depreciate rather than appreciate in value. An appreciating asset and a depreciating asset are defined as appreciating asset, property that is expected to increase in value over time due to market forces, but may or may not actually increase in value, and if it increases in value, the rate of increase may also change. Depreciating asset, property that is expected to decrease in value over time due to wear and tear or market forces, but the rate of decrease in value could change or differ by market. If the benefits of homeownership that are desired are related to the space one lives in rather than the costs, such as access to a private yard, then a client could consider options such as renting an entire home, a unit in a duplex, and so on. Conversely, if a client wants to own a home but likes apartment living, they might purchase a condominium, condo, or a cooperative co-op. A co-op is like a condo, but the buyer purchases ownership shares in a corporation that owns the units. There are some tax differences too.